Happy New Year to you all. Good morning and welcome to the Andy Harper Show for Monday, the 5th of January. Today we hear about life in Gaza from a Palestinian student who lives locally. There are concerns that donated organs are going to foreign nationals. This is the year of the guided bus and we hear more concerns on that front. And the biggest news of the day is that Morris dancing could be extinct in very few years. BBC
Radio Cambridge. Donna's called from Whittlesea to remind us that this weekend is Whittlesea's Straw Bear Festival, when it will be a mecca for Morris dancers from all over the place. Indeed it will. But you do wonder for how much longer, because today an association of Morris dancing groups is saying that it could be extinct within 20 years because young people are too embarrassed to take part. That's according to the Morris Ring, which represents over 200 Morris troops across Britain. So is that really the case? I thought we'd try and find out. I'm pleased to say joining us is Tony Kelly, who is from Linton. He's a member of the Devil's Dyke Morris Men, and when he's not doing that, he's also a travel writer.
Tony, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Have you ever been embarrassed by being a Morris man?
I haven't been embarrassed, but I took up Morris dancing at about the age of 40, so I guess I was past embarrassing by
yes.
then. At the time I joined the Devil's Dyke, I was actually the youngest member of the side, but since then we've had two teenagers who are now enthusiastic members, and as far as I know, they're not usually embarrassed by dancing out with us, but I guess that time will come.
And do you take on board this prediction that maybe this is the beginning of the end for Morris dancing?
I don't think so. I mean, I think we have been here before. You know, it's come and gone over the last 100 years or so since Morris dancing was revived. I think it's like all good traditions, it adapts and evolves, and no doubt Morris dancing in 20 years' time will look different from how it does now. But I think a new generation will take it up and move it forward. So I'm not unduly concerned about the future of Morris dancing.
Is there an optimum number for you know, the dances that you perform in public? What I mean is, could you get away with you only had four members, or do you need a dozen or 16 or whatever?
Most of our dances have 6 or 8
right.
dancers, plus a couple of musicians. There are some dances which can be done by fewer, but it would be difficult to put on a good show with fewer than half a dozen people.
Right, so as long as you can keep the numbers up above half a dozen, then various Morris men organisations, what are they called? What do you call a group?
Sides. Sides, yeah.
They can keep going if they have those sort of numbers.
That's right, yes.
Now, obviously, there are places for women in some of the dances. I've watched them in Cambridge. Is that Molly men? Is that different?
There are different traditions.
Yeah.
Molly is more usually mixed
yeah.
dancers, whereas traditional Cotswold Morris, like we do, is usually all male. But it's not. It doesn't have to be.
Oh, right. So are you exclusively male at the moment?
We are. We have male dancers and male and female musicians. But there are Morris sides which do include women among their members as well.
And do you have sort of very senior members, which is how you can keep on passing down the skills and the knowledge of the various dances?
We do. Some of our members have been with the side since it formed around about 30 years ago, and others like me are much more recent. So there's a constant turnover, and we're passing things on, yes.
And what about the demand for your services? The village I live, when we first moved in, the Morris men used to pitch up on New Year's Day, which was hugely successful. The place wasn't even open this New Year's Day. But,
right.
you know, New Year's Day, and obviously we've been talking about Plough Monday, the Straw Bear Festival,
yes.
etc. Is it one of those sort of things which is seasonal?
It's mostly seasonal. Most of our dancing takes place in the summer between May and August. But we do a number of events outside that time. Easter Monday is one we always do. Reach Fair, which is, of course, the Maybank holiday. So that's the start of the summer season.
Yeah.
We don't do a lot in the winter, but in some places, like Whittlesea, as you mentioned, there's a very thriving winter tradition, yes.
And do you sort of advertise for people, or do you just hope that some people might come along? I mean, how would you go about attracting some younger members?
Well, I guess people come along and see us in the summer, dancing outside pubs or village fairs and that sort of thing, and like the look of it. And then, of course, they can come up and speak to us and find out more about what's involved. You know, we give out programmes and leaflets at all the events we perform at. Alternatively, some people would have a look at our website, which you can easily find by typing in Devil's Dyke Morris Men into your browser.
And you said that you first took it up when you were 40, about
right.
7 years ago.
Yeah.
So what attracted you to it? What was it? Did you have a life-changing experience?
No, not really. I mean, I'd often enjoyed watching Morris dancers. My experience is I'm a travel writer professionally,
yeah.
so I travel a lot. And when I visit other countries, I'm always interested in seeking out local music, local folk traditions and cultures. And I think if I stumbled across some dancers in a square in Spain or Morocco or somewhere, I would be really interested in watching it. And I think most of us, if we found that on holiday, would find that fascinating. But somehow we ignore our own culture and traditions. And I felt, you know, if I'm watching flamenco dancers in Spain and watching belly dancers in the Middle East, then why shouldn't I be interested in Morris dancers in England, which is also, you know, very much a part of our heritage? And so, you know, I don't feel passionately about preserving our culture, but it's I think that's something we often neglect, and I just wanted that to be part of the mix, really.
I mean, that was very much the point that Carol made on the programme at the start this morning, that, you know, when we do travel abroad and we stand in a lovely square and we watch people dancing or, you know, doing whatever they do in that particular country, we think it's wonderful, but yeah, we don't necessarily view it in the same way in this country. And it's a funny thing, that, isn't it? Because this is a long tradition that we ought to preserve.
That's right. I mean, I think we tend to, it's quite an English thing to be embarrassed about our own traditions, really. I mean, Morris dancing is, you know, is quite amusing when you see men with, grown men with bells around their knees, waving handkerchiefs and sticks in the air. I can understand why people mock it sometimes, because it is quite funny. But it is also, you know, a rich part of English tradition. And as you say, there's no reason, no need to be embarrassed about our own culture.
I mean, I've stood around and watched various Morris dancers and Molly dancers over the years, and I've never really noticed anybody, you know, taking the mick publicly or giving abuse. Does that ever happen? Can you see any reason why youngsters might well feel a little bit foolish?
Well, I think youngsters tend to feel embarrassed about all sorts of things, but no, we don't receive serious abuse, not at all. I mean, I think the vast majority of the audiences, especially young people, really enjoy it when they actually see Morris dancers out on the summer day. It's some... So I don't really understand why people would feel embarrassed.
Right. When are you in action next then, Tony?
Well, our season really doesn't get underway until Easter. I think our first event of the year is probably the Daffodil Fair at Triplow, which is, I think, probably in March.
It is, yes, yeah.
And then we'll be out at Wanderbury Hill, as always, on at sunrise on May Day, and then at Reach Fair, and then regularly throughout the summer, every Thursday evening.
And it's often associated with having a few pints afterwards. Is that part of the attraction?
I guess it is for most people, yes. It's not essential, but it certainly is thirsty work. A lot of exercise, and, having a cup of tea or even a beer afterwards is always a good idea, yes.
Well, long may this ancient tradition continue. And once more, if people want to know more, then they can just go on to Google or whatever, put Devil's Dyke Morris, and they'll find all the details they need.
Indeed, that's right, yes.
Tony, yep. It's been a delight to talk to you.
Pleasure.
Cheers,
thanks
for joining us.
Right,
that's Tony Kelly. Tony is from the Devil's Dyke Morris Men from Newmarket. And if you would like further information on that or anything else you've heard on the show, you know what to do. Give us a call, 08459 25 2000.